Okay, so standard operating procedure.
好，我们现在开始我们整个课程一开始的一个标准作业程序。
And that is the naming of sins to God the Father.
就是我们要跟我们的天父认罪。
Let's do that now.
让我们开始。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for this time that you've given to us now.
感谢天父给我们研读你话语的时间。
We pray thanks for the spiritual resources that you've given to us in order that we can understand your word.
也感谢要祷告天父能够把各种属灵的资源给我们，让我们能够理解你所教导的。
And therefore we can understand your plan for our lives.
因此我们就可以真正理解你对我们生命的计划。
So we give thanks for this time in Christ's name.
所有的感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Hopefully today, by the time we get to the end of the class, we could have moved into the next topic. We're going to be talking about David, but we need to talk a little bit about the covenants, means the promises that God has given to David and to other believers.
Covenants.
Covenants means promises, really.
Okay.好，那我们今天的课程呢，希望到了这个结尾前呢，我们可以讲到我们的下一个主题，也就是神给大卫以及给我们所有的信神的伙伴们会有的一些应许。
There's probably a special word in Chinese every time they talk about a covenant or testament, but promises, that's okay as well.But we will review just to finish off where we are with 1 Corinthians 4:9.
那我们继续再把这个哥林多前书四章九节的经句再把它做一个说明。
We were looking at this verse on Sunday, this very important verse which explains the end point of the spiritual life, or the highest point, really.
这个哥林多前书四章九节呢，是我们在对于一个属灵生命的最高的极限的点。
Because it's talking about evidence testing.
因为这是有关我们的见证。
And evidence testing requires witnesses.
所有的见证，就是最终的这个见证的这个试炼呢，是需要有见证人。
And like in any court case, the witnesses are expected to be reliable.
而就像任何的这个法庭的开庭的状况下的任何一个见证人，他都必须是可信赖的。
See, within our studies, we can actually see that this is where the spiritual court case, which, you know, we're talking about the angelic appeal trial, and the worldly systems of justice, there's an overlap. Because whether you have a court case, you go down to the local courthouse and you watch a court case in progress, it has the same elements of the court case that is between God and Satan.
好，我们要理解哈，就是在任何的一个我们所了解的人世间的这个法庭的一个开庭的审案中的这个程序跟它的元素呢，跟天上法庭，我们的天父上帝与撒旦之间的这个开的庭啊，其实所有的该有的角色、状态、程序都是非常雷同的。
In worldly systems of justice, there's sort of different concepts and there's different kinds of formats, of course. But the ultimate cause to have a court trial over something in a just system is to seek justice for whoever the parties are that are involved. They're looking for justice. That's what a court case does.
我们要了解就是一个法庭啊的开庭审理中啊，最终的目标呢是能够在这个法案的审查中找到真正的公正的审判。
Based on the evidence that they have, they're trying to find truth in order that usually you have some person that's done wrong and somebody that's done right. And who is wrong, who is right? Well, that's what the court systems are designed for.
而一个法庭的这个审判呢，它最终的目的呢，是要经由各种这个例证来找到真实的这个事实。
In a society which is very honest and just, usually the court system works, it does its job properly.
而在一个好的一个法庭或者是有公正的一个国度里的一个法庭审判里面呢，它一定是要好，就是一个第一个是要有这个所谓诚实的所有的每一个角色的诚实，同时呢要有公正的审理。
A court system or court trial in the human realm will only work properly when all the elements, especially the judge and the witnesses and the jury, for example, if they're all honest and they have integrity, it means they're going to speak the truth.
The judge and the witness.
Yeah, and you have, then you have the attorneys as well, I guess. Mm-hmm.
好，所以在一个这个文明的国度里的这种法庭的审理里面，它一定会有一个公正的法官，然后有一个诚实公正的这个见证人或好几个见证人，那同时呢会有一个陪审团，他们也都是要带着非常诚实公正的心来参与这个法庭，那当然还会有律师还有被告还有的原告等等的这些角色，其实每一个人都要必须以一个诚实公正的心来这个法庭里面做见证。
The Old Testament prophets would often complain. You see in the books of it like Isaiah and Jeremiah, for example, and I think Ezekiel as well, that the judges that were appointed to rule over Israel, whenever they got corrupt and there was no justice in the land,then everything else fell apart. You know, they are supposed to be the enforcers of justice. And when the judges and the court system is not doing their job properly, then there's so much room for corruption and society falls down, really.
而在我们的旧约里面，其实我们看到非常多的故事，就是那些先知他们会去抱怨哦，就是在当时的这个审，这个所谓的法庭里面，如果那个法官他是一个腐败的不公正的一个法官的话，那基本上这一块土地就已经失去了公正审判的这个能力的时候，这整个国家就是要毁坏了。
Before the fall of Jerusalem, remember that was when the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, when he came and he seized Jerusalem, they were destroyed in 586 BC.Before then, the prophets were warning the people, there's no justice in the land.
而我们之前也提过哈，在这个巴比伦的王，他经过耶路撒冷的时候，他为什么会决定要去进攻，去夺取这个城镇呢？就是因为他发现这个国家已经没有了公平正义，所以整个国家是腐败的状态。这是在西元前586年的时候。
And there's verses in scripture that warn against giving a false witness. If you're called into a court, you're expected to be a witness for the truth. And if you give a false witness, that's going to incur, like to bring upon divine discipline, divine judgment upon you. Like a false witness means that you saw something, but you didn't speak the truth. Maybe you're trying to cover up for somebody.And the Bible is very clear, it warns against people that give a false witness.
而在圣经里面呢，其实对于这种在法庭上给这个所谓假见证的这种见证人呢，是讲得很明白的，就是基本上神是会给他诅咒或管教的。
Yeah, and you often see in corrupt societies, even in the modern day world and many nations and all the way through history,how people have used money and their power. You know, they would give money to a witness and then say, well, you can speak against this person or you know, you have to say this to protect our person. Like mafia systems are very good at giving money to lawyers and witnesses and judges and things like this to turn the case around in their favor.
好，那如果一个腐败的一个社会，你很容易就会发现呢，有些人他会私下塞钱给见证人，给见证人之后呢，那这个见证人他就可能失去他的立场，然后就做了假见证。那这样子的社会的这个运作就会出现很大的一个崩盘的可能性。而在过去这个黑手党，好，这个意大利黑手党这种就是黑社会呢，经常都会做这种就是强迫见证人，或者是威逼利诱，好让见证人说做假见证的事。
You might have seen movies about that, and one of the most famous movies, based in New York, was called The Godfather. Have you heard about that? I'm sure it's been translated and many people have watched that. And it shows how the mafia were able basically to take over a whole city because they were giving money to the lawyers and judges and witnesses. And the city was really suffering. The average person was really suffering because of that.
而在这个最有名的电影，大家都知道，就是《教父》哈。那《教父》里面就很明白的让我们看到在当时美国纽约社会里面，那个黑手党，那些意大利黑手党们，就是黑帮组织如何的在玩弄这个社会的制度，尤其是这个法庭的制度，他们就是会威逼利诱那些见证人做假的见证。
And the only way to fix those problems is when you have upright and righteous and courageous people in positions of power, whether in the police force or in the court system. And they're not going to be swayed by money, and they're not going to be swayed by threats of murder, for example. And they will do their job properly.
可能还漏讲了，就是教父那些黑手党们，他们不只是让这个见证人说假话，他还可能塞钱让这个法官都说假话。那这种要如何把这样子的一个社会的一个负面的一个濒于毁坏的状况回正呢？他就必须要有非常勇敢的人，愿意坚守正义，好，做对的见证跟做公平的这个判决，不管是见证人或者是法官或者是这些陪审团的人，都必须要为公平正义做见证。
These people stand as protectors of justice.
而这些勇敢的人，正义的人呢，他们就是整个社会系统的一个维持者，是唯有这样子的人才能维持一个社会公平正义的运作的一个力量。
And as Christians, that's our role also, is not to be swayed by temptations. And it's not just money, it could be power or other opportunities. We're not going to get tempted by those things, and we're going to stand for truth.Sometimes you have to be courageous about that.
而对于一个基督徒呢，也是被神这样期待的，就是我们不能够因为不管是金钱或者是压力哈，或者是势力哈，来引诱让我们说了假话。我们必须非常非常勇敢的去为真理、真实的世界去做见证。
Satan is the ultimate godfather.
而撒旦呢？就是那个最终极的教父。
He's running his big organization, his satanic operation, which is like a satanic mafia.
而撒旦所在运作的那个就是非常撒旦式的黑手党。
His modus operandi, remember that we had the word modus operandi, which means his way of operating, is through lies and through deceit and through threats.You know, threats against people that if you don't do what I tell you to do, if you don't play the line, if you don't do what everybody else is doing, you're going to lose your life.
而他们所用的这个叫做撒旦的黑手党系统呢，所用的方法呢，就是它的运作模式呢，就是经由谎话、欺骗，甚至是威胁，哈，来得到他们所要的一个结果。
We saw that in our recent studies about that movie, that A Hidden Life, where it's really like the Nazis were playing the mafia in that case and telling Franz that if he didn't do what they were going to tell him or what they wanted him to do, then they would kill him.
而在我们最近才一直在举例说明的这个《隐藏的生活》这部电影里面呢，纳粹党它就变成了是在当时的所谓黑帮社会的势力，他用各种威胁的方式要叫男主角 Franz 去屈服于他们所要他做的事情，那甚至是逼他说如果你不照做就要让你死。
See, in that case it's like the Nazis were acting as the minions of Satan and they were doing his work to coerce, like to force somebody who was faithful to GodTo try to be unfaithful.
而纳粹在那个时候，在这个电影里面的角，你就可以看到说，他其实就像是撒旦的代理人，他就在代表撒旦去压迫这些诚实的基督徒去做违背神教导的事情。
And when we were studying from 1 Corinthians 4:9 last Sunday, we saw that Paul and the other apostles are in exactly the same position.
而在这个我们礼拜天所在讲解这个哥林多前书四章九节呢，它其实就让我们看到当时保罗以及其他的这些使徒们呢，他们也都面临了同样的一个境况。
Remember, Paul ultimately was executed by Nero because he stood for truth and he was out evangelizing the gospel. And people had said, if you don't stop evangelizing, we're going to kill you. And he wasn't going to stop evangelizing. He wasn't going to stop telling the truth.
而在这个当时呢，保罗就是他最后要终极他的生命的之前，就是尼禄王不断的要要挟他，不可以再去传福音，然后如果他再这样传的话就要杀死他。那这个尼禄王所做的事情就跟纳粹或者是黑手党他们是一样的。
Peter was in a similar situation. I think a lot of the apostles actually, we see outside of scripture in church history, people like Peter, for example, they were crucified eventually.
But Peter was crucified was not recorded.
No, it's not in the Bible, but it's part of church tradition.
那其实呢，不只是保罗哈，还包括像彼得，还有好多使徒，他们其实也都是最后被处死。那虽然被处死的这个每一个人被处死的状况不见得都被写在圣经里，但实际上在其他的一些文献里面，我们都会看到彼得和其他使徒是怎么样被处死的。
Yeah, we have these stories that come to us outside of the Bible, but it's part of the church tradition. So people were talking about it for hundreds of years possibly, and some people wrote it down. So it is recorded history, but it's not part of scripture. So you know, we can sort of believe it. You wouldn't want to accept it as 100% truth, but there must be some truth in it for those traditions to come down to us.
而这些故事呢，虽然没有被写在圣经里，但是有一些很多其他的书在他们死后这百年来就一直被人谈论，然后也被写下来，所以我们并不了解它百分之百的真实性，但是我们相信这应该离事实不远。
And one of those traditions regarding Peter actually has him being crucified, but because Peter was adamant that he didn't want to be crucified in the same position as our Lord Jesus Christ, so he asked to be crucified upside down. And actually, I think he was burned as well. It was a burning crucifixion. That's one of the traditions.
那其实彼得呢，他那时候被处死有一个记录啊，就是说他不希望在十字架上跟耶稣基督用同样的状态被处死，所以他要求他自己被钉十字架的时候是倒着的钉的，他最后是在十字架上倒着然后被烧死。
Now, we don't know 100% for sure if that's true or not. We'll have to wait till we get to heaven and we can find out. But it's perfectly reasonable that's what happened because it happened to a lot of Christians.
那这个故事当然没有被记在这个我们的圣经里，但是他Tim 说这个事情呢，我们虽然不能了解它的百分之百的真实性，那大概最真实的状况只有我们到了天堂去问彼得才会知道，但是因为有很多的基督徒都是被用那个方式处死的，所以以这个所谓的传统来讲应该是正确的。
Yeah, and so it's quite reasonable to expect that a lot of the apostles and the early Christians, they suffered a lot for their faith.
所以我们知道呢，在这个初代教会非常多的使徒都因着他们的信，对神的信而被处死，这是而受到非常多的苦难。
And all the way through history, actually, even today, there's Christians that are suffering for their faith.
即使是近代哈，也有非常多的基督徒因为他们的信仰而受苦受难的这种状况也非常的多。
Yeah, remember, suffering is a part of the Christian life, and for some believers, that means up to the point of death when they're facing their final tests.
而我们要记得，就是对于一个基督徒来讲，他的最终极的这个测验、测试啊，就是为信仰而死，为了他的信心而死。所以这是对一个基督徒的最高的一个测验。
And remember in this verse that we had 1 Corinthians 4:9, where Paul was saying that he thinks that God has set them forth last. So set forth us means to present us, the apostles. So here he's talking about the appointed apostles, those that were appointed by Jesus Christ.
所以呢，在这个哥林多前书四章九节说到保罗他在说哈，他说我想神把我们这些使徒呢展示在最后，好像定死罪的囚犯。
As it were appointed to death, for we have become a spectacle. Remember, we saw the verb and the noun form of being presented to be witnesses.
所以我们好像呢，这个被最后被定死罪的囚犯，最后呢被放上台去成为了一出戏。
Okay.
然后让世人和天使来观看。Yeah.
And you had the verb there was apegdoumi, which meant basically to present, that's the verb. And then you had the noun theatron, which relates to the theater.
所以我们就是等于是这些使徒是最后被放上台，好，然后让在这个剧场一样的这个环境里被天使跟世人所观看。
Okay, and then we had the object, the people that were watching.And you had those three words, you had the cosmos, that's the world, and then you had the angels, of course, and then you had man. Those three organizations, I guess, that were watching these witnesses.
而这个真正的在这一台戏前观看的呢，在希腊文里面写得很清楚的呢，还是有这个世界属，等于是属世的这个系统，啊，有天使，还有人。所以属世系统谈的其实就是上礼拜天有讲的就是撒旦。
Because Satan is the ruler of this world. You know, the world itself doesn't have eyes and the world itself cannot witness anything. And when you see the word world, it cannot relate to all the people of the world because the people are mentioned in another noun here, anthropos. So the only thing it can relate to is Satan.
对，因为整个属世世界呢本身没有眼睛嘛，但是属世系统的创造者是谁？就是撒旦。所以他这所讲的说要观看的有属世的系统，有天使，有人，那这个属世的系统应该就是讲的撒旦。
Yeah, and then of course the angels, and you know, we really don't know when the angels are mentioned here, if it's specifically the elect, means the good angels, or the bad angels, the fallen angels, or altogether. And it makes sense that it would be altogether. If you're going to have a great witness like Paul, all of the angels, you know, they're going to be there watching.
而像保罗这样子的见证人上台就好像那个最终极的那个 superstar 超级巨星一样，那一定是所有的这些天使们都会要来看的。
And then their witness is going to be recorded like in the Bible and other books in history or passed down by word of mouth so that they become witnesses to men as well.
而这些使徒呢，他们被这些观看，而这些观看者呢，也会把这些他们所观看的记录就写下来之后呢，让更多的这个世界的人、天使一起都观看了。
And that witness, you know, their testing is going to be where they are going to suffer. But the way they overcome the suffering is through application of the word of God. They're going to endure. That's really what I mean. And we'll look at some verses where we talk about the way that they can become successful witnesses is because they endure the suffering.
而这些使徒们呢，他为了信仰而去受这样的苦难，他其实呢是他就在承担了这样的这些测试的苦难。
Yeah, and when you're able to endure the suffering without getting involved in mental attitude sins, see a lot of people suffer, and we all have degrees of where we say cave in or give up, but for the great believers, no matter how hard their testing is, they will bear the pressure and they won't get upset, they won't get angry, they won't scream at God and say this is unfair.
而这些已经成熟属灵生命非常成熟的这些使徒呢，他们在承担这些苦难的时候，他们是完全就是承受了，所以他们不会苦读，不会埋怨，好，不会有任何的负面的状态，他就承担了他所有的这些苦难。
We have an expression in English, especially from when I was growing up, when we used to say that if there was something difficult, maybe like it was an army training test, we were trying out for rugby in New Zealand, right? So you'd have training for the team. And they would say, we need to separate the men from the boys. I don't know if you recognize that. You know, to separate the men from the boys means who's the tough people and who's not.
在他们纽西兰呢有一种说法哈，就是说他在鼓励那些正在受到比较困难的煎熬的这些，不管是军队的训练啊，或者是球队的训练，好，比如说那个橄榄球队的那个训练的时候，他们那个教练都会说，我们需要把男人跟男孩分出来。
One application I heard a few times when I was young, you know, we grew up near the beach and we had a sailing club. And so we have races. And some days you have very, very strong winds come through. And you'd hear people say, well, this will separate the men from the boys. Because if you're a real man, you'd get out there and you'd sail around and you'd complete the race. Whereas if you were boys, sometimes you wouldn't even go out on the boat because you'd be too scared that your boat would capsize.
那他又举例，听说他以前那个参加那种帆船队哦的时候，有的时候他们在练习的日子是那个风超级大的哈、哦。那这时候呢，就会有说哦，这个是一个机会，终于可以把男人从男孩里面挑出来了。因为呢，真正有胆识的这些男人们，他们就会继续的努力的去做这个帆船的练习，而那些会很怯懦的这些男孩们，他根本不敢上船，因为他们怕船会翻。
And for the more experienced sailors, going out sailing on a very windy day, it's actually a lot of fun. It would take almost a hurricane before you think, well, this is a bit scary. You know, strong winds are really what makes a lot of fun.
而那些就是非常有能力的这些帆船选手哦，他们其实是非常喜欢这种大风的时候出来开帆船，因为就很过瘾，非常的刺激。那这些非常厉害的帆船选手，他们你要怎么样才让他们觉得害怕？可能要等到那种龙卷风来了，他们才会觉得，哎，可能不能把船开出去。
Yeah, but like anything, you know, when you're starting off, you have to start off with small training steps.And like, you know, we were young, we'd start off in small winds and then get stronger and stronger. So eventually you get used to sailing in the tough winds. And it's no different from how God tests us in the Christian life. You start off with the small tests and they get bigger and bigger.
所以呢，神给我们的试炼呢，就跟我们所有的训练是一样的。因为不管是任何一种运动选手，他一定是从简单的、好小小的这种考验，一直越来越给他越来越难的这个考验，所以神也是一样，他给我们人生属灵的考验也是从简单到越来越高难度的。
And like our Christian growth, all the way through your Christian life, it's as if God is sorting out the men from the boys, or you know the girls from the woman, I guess, or something. But you know, who are the tough Christians? And the tough Christians really actually are the humble Christians. That's what it comes down to.
而神呢对我们属灵生命的这个考验呢，其实就跟这些球队帆船队一样，他就在从逐步的一阶一阶的把我们带上最强壮的这个基督徒的生命，然后把这个最强壮的基督徒给挑出来，也就是说我们的天父也是在男孩中挑出男人。
But yeah, you have to be careful because it's not like you're a tough Christian, but really it's because of your humility, because of obedience to God and your willingness to use His power, not human power, but divine power. That's what turns a boy into a man in the Christian life.
但是我们不要以为呢，从属灵生命的男孩里面挑出男人是用我们自己的力量。其实真正最高阶层的基督徒他都是非常非常谦卑的，因为他用的是神的能力而不是人的能力。
Now we have a 10-minute break, and when we come back I'll explain a little bit about this word. There's a special word meaning endurance, and we'll introduce that.
好，我们先休息10分钟，我们等一下再继续把这个所谓承担这个词再讲得更清楚。